Good evening. Welcome to worship. We're glad you're here with us tonight. A couple opening songs. The first one is Go Light Your World, and we'll follow that with Soon and Very Soon.
Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. He is coming, he is coming, we're going to see the King. No more crying there, we are going to see the King. No more crying there, we are going to see the King. No more crying there, we are going to see the King. He is coming, he is coming, we're going to see the King. No more dying there, we are going to see the King. No more dying there, we are going to see the King. No more dying there, we are going to see the King. He is coming, he is coming, we're going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. He is coming, he is coming, we're going to see the King. He is coming, he is coming, we're going to see the King.
As you are able, please stand. We begin by calling to mind our baptisms in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. This is the day which the Lord has made, from the rising of the sun to its setting. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God shines forth. Prepare the way of the Lord. Shower, O heavens, from above, and let the skies rain down righteousness. From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In the season of Advent, we prepare for Jesus to come. We await the celebration of his birth at Christmas. We remember his arrival in Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. We long for his glorious return. As we wait, we consider how unworthy we are to have Jesus in our presence. Let's ponder our lives in his presence, beginning with the time for silent prayer. Holy God, merciful Father, we confess that our faith has been lacking. We have not abounded in love for one another or for you. Our hearts are filled with blame and shame, with corruption and conceit, and we do not live as your children, prepared for your return. Forgive us, strengthen our faith, and purify our hearts. Renew us and lead us, that we may rest in your presence. Jesus not only comes as an infant at Christmas and in glory at his return, but he also comes to you in words of forgiveness and life. As we await his return, we live in the joy that his price for our transgressions has already been paid. Indeed, your sins are forgiven in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated.
One star burns in the darkness, shine with a promise, Emmanuel. One child born in the stillness, living within us, Emmanuel. We're singing glory, glory. Let there be peace, let there be peace. Singing glory, glory. Let there be peace, let it start in me. voiceless, hope for the hopeless, Emmanuel. One love brings us together, now and forever, Emmanuel. We're singing glory, glory, let there be peace, let there be peace. Singing glory, glory, let there be peace, let it start in me. Do not be afraid, His love is strong enough to save us. Nothing stands in the way. His love is strong enough to save us. Do not be afraid. His love is strong enough save us. Nothing sounds in the way. His love is strong enough to save us. Glory, glory, let there be peace, let there be peace. Singing glory,
for this evening come from Holy Scripture and are appointed for the first Sunday in Advent. Our Old Testament lesson is found in Jeremiah chapter 33, beginning with verse 14. A righteous branch will spring up for David. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and the house of Judah. In those days and at that time, I will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David, and he shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In those days, Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will dwell securely. And this is the name by which it will be called. The Lord is our righteousness. This is the word of the Lord. Our epistle lesson comes from 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, beginning with verse 9. May the Lord make you increase and abound in love. St. Paul writes, what thanksgiving can we return to God for you, for all the joy that we feel for your sake before our God, as we pray most earnestly night and day that we may see you face to face and supply what is lacking in your faith? Now may our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus direct our way to you, and may the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all, as we do for you, so that he may establish your hearts blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all his saints. Long ago, at many times and in various ways, God spoke to the forefathers by the prophets.
But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
Please stand as a sign of resurrection hope. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 19th chapter. When Jesus had said these things, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. When he drew near to Bethphage and Bethany at the mount that is called Olivet, he sent two of the disciples, saying, "Go into the village in front of you, where on entering you will find a colt tied on which no one has ever yet sat. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you untying it?' you shall say this, 'The Lord has need of it.'" So those who were sent away found it just as he had told them. And as they were untying the colt, its owner said to them, "Why are you untying the colt?" And they said, "The Lord has need of it." And they brought it to Jesus, and throwing their cloaks on the colt, they set Jesus on it, and as he rode along, they spread their cloaks on the road. As he was drawing near, already on the way down the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of his disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest." And some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, rebuke your disciples." He answered, "I tell you, if these were silent, the very stones would cry out." This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
You may be seated. May God's grace, mercy, and peace be with you. Through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, amen. Now, the first Sunday in Advent, first weekend in Advent, always falls on a slightly different day on the calendar. I mean, it's somewhere at the end of November, the beginning of December. But how appropriate that tonight it falls on a day when we have just turned not only the page of what is an old calendar, but most of you that have gotten new calendars, for most of them, this would be the day you can hang that calendar up, because they usually will stick in December from the previous year. So you've got a brand new calendar in front of you that will take you through the next year. And it makes me wonder how many things we have planned ahead for. It stands to reason that even though Thanksgiving is barely in our rearview mirror, now that the calendar says December, I'd like to think you've got a pretty good idea what's going to happen in just a little more than 3 weeks at Christmas time. Where you're going to be, who you're going to be doing it with, if there's going to be an extra special occasion even beyond the celebration of Christmas this year. For some, it just might. But then I'm wondering how many of you are starting to fill up your advanced calendars. And I'm maybe not even just talking a couple of doctor's appointments that you're not going to be able to get to now until after the new year. That puts us into January. Talking about, okay, how many of us are thinking ahead to some of the things that are going to be happening in the months that follow? We've got Easter, which isn't until late April this year. We've got all of the usual holidays and stuff like that that are going to be taking place. And of course, next year will end just like this year did at Christmas, except Christmas Eve and Christmas Day next year will be on Tuesday, Wednesday, rather than Monday, Tuesday. But maybe you filled out calendars even farther than that. For example, a couple of you may have a huge anniversary that's coming up. Okay, it might not be a year off yet. It might still be 2 years off. Or we have some other things that are going to be happening that are even further. How far out do you want to be able to fill your advance calendar? You may or may not be surprised at some of the things that are already out there. Our youth are getting ready to go to a national youth gathering up in Minneapolis. And by the time that gathering reaches its last day, it's always their intention to be able to announce where and when the next one is going to be, even though it's 3 years away. The same with our church's convention, which is coming down to Tampa. We have people that will sometimes schedule events, and they need to schedule them way ahead of time, that are scheduled 5, 6, 7 years and more into the calendar. And if you want to be thinking about some advanced planning, once we get into 2019, all of a sudden, we are just 2 years away from a momentous event in 2021. And as we prepare and we get into then 2026, actually, that's where I was headed, is 2026. Sorry about that, not 2021. Anybody know, okay, it's over 7 years away yet. What would fall on 2026? Well, let's go back to that year 1776 and do the math. 250 years. And I was in school when they did that 200-year thing, that bicentennial thing, and I don't know that I'm ready for another one of those types of celebrations, but ready or not, here it comes. Or is it? You know, there has been a lot of advanced calendar planning going on somewhere else. I really don't think the Lord God has got somewhere in the kingdom of heaven this master calendar with a little a Sharpie that he keeps marking for dates that are hundreds of years away. But he's known every one of them. When we go into the Old Testament, we start seeing prophets like Isaiah, who started to tell about what was going to happen. We heard about the events of Palm Sunday being foretold, which just happens to be the gospel lesson for the first Sunday of the church year. The events regarding the birth of Jesus, the events regarding the wise men, the events regarding the suffering and death of our suffering servant. All of that was being written about hundreds of years ahead of time. It was already on the calendar. And it was already on God's calendar. We just didn't know when it was. We had to wait to find out what is on God's calendar. Well, in that sense, not much is ever going to change. Our lives are going to have to be lived by calendars. Everything about our lives is about time. And just think about how important it is that we are able to divide time up. And all you need to do is just think about, you know, you've got that specific time for your next doctor's appointment, 3:40 p.m. on such and such a day of the week, here in a couple of weeks or whenever it is. And that time is for you and not anybody else. And other people have other times. We live our lives with a need to constantly change our calendars, but God's calendar never changes. And much of what is on God's calendar are things that we have already seen. All of the things that, as we prepare for another church year, we are going to be talking about are things that, for the most part, have already happened. And we are just waiting for the return of our Savior again. Again, on someone's calendar, just not ours. Okay. We cannot put the return of Christ on any one of the calendars, whether it's the freebies that you get from wherever it is that you get them from, or some of the ones that maybe you go to Staples or to Walmart or wherever it is and buy some new ones for the year. You can't put things that are going to be happening, just like we can't put calamitous events that are going to be happening in our lives. I mean, if we knew what was in store for us here, things that we do not yet know about, in the weeks and months and maybe even years to come, we would dread even being a part of this world. No. We must live our lives knowing that God has got a calendar. a calendar for you, and a calendar for everybody. But make no mistake, God has an individual calendar for every person gathered here. All the events of life, as they have taken place, were known. Ahead of time, events were being prepared so that when these things took place, certain other things were going to be in place that to this day we may not either understand or appreciate. But without a doubt, that was God knowing what we did not know. Well, that time is going to come. That time is going to come when we are going to be, shall we say, filling out a fresh calendar for the final time. As we put the new calendar up today, maybe if we have put it up, and it is one of those calendars that we write things on it, very possibly we spent some time this past week, you know, just transferring things from calendar A to calendar B because it's easier to do it on a table than it is on a wall. But God's calendars have already been filled out. And a time is going to come. As Jesus went into Jerusalem, he knew that he was going in as a person that yes, while he was always true God and true man, the one that was in what was called the state of humiliation, somebody who was mostly would impress you just as an ordinary man, was going into Jerusalem for essentially what would be the final time. Well, he would go back and forth a little bit for the evenings to rest those first few days of that week. But this was going to be his final week before his death. A calendar that needed to have a date placed bigger than every other day in this world ever combined. The day that he won for you your salvation when he died on the cross. Because he did that, well, we are going to be finding ourselves, finding out some final calendars. There's going to be the calendar of our life. At some point, we're not just going to have to fill those out anymore. At some point, there's the calendar for everybody's life. And then time itself is going to come to an end. You know, every single month, if you say to somebody, okay, tell me something you think of, when you think of the month of, and pick your month. And it doesn't take long. Okay, if we're now in December, you may have to think for a moment if it's going to be a month, say, like August, or maybe even May, at least for down here. But every month brings with it something different. And that's what God does too. In the midst of the blessings that he shares with us, whether we're filling out our calendar for the final time or just yet for another time that's going to be going on until we're filling out another December calendar in a year and then in another year after that. And some of those calendars are going to have some huge events on them, important events for you, for your family, maybe even for the community. But God's calendar has been prepared for a long time. It won't be changed, and there is one version there that's just for you. And it's filled with his love. It's filled with his compassion. It's filled with all of the good things that God gives to us, even understanding that the calendars that we fill out for this world are going to remind us of the sadness, the grief, the sorrow, the darkness that comprises this world. I was mentioning for a few moments ago that, you know, one of the things that we try to put on our calendars are doctor's appointments. Why do we need doctors? Well, because things don't always work right with us. And it isn't even just with our bodies. It's also with our souls. It's also sometimes with our walk of faith. But God has something for every one of those. And because God is always going to be there with us, has a plan for us that is now set into place, do we do? What do we do as we now fill out a fresh calendar, the calendar for the next part of our lives? Number one is that we give thanks. And one of the best ways that we give thanks is to come and worship our Lord and Savior, to give Him thanks and praise. It seemed like it was almost a spontaneous thing, where as Jesus was coming down that mountain, all of a sudden, for all of the things that Jesus had done, these people felt the need. They felt the need to make a racket, to be letting everybody know, hey, look at what Jesus has done for me. Well, I don't know how much of a racket we need to make, but it is appropriate that sometimes planned and unplanned come in our lives when we're going to give them our thanks and praise. And no place better than where we gather for word and sacrament right here. The second thing that we do is we confess our sins to Him. And we live our lives in repentance, understanding that the lives that we have been given is far more than we deserve, but still filled with so many good things. But as God draws towards us, the nature of our sin means that we keep finding ways to take steps away from Him. God will never leave you, but it isn't because, at least in our spiritual lives, as we've gone back and forth, there probably haven't been times we haven't tried. Thankfully, He cares for you. And that's what brings about the third thing. Prepare. There is no perfect definition of how to prepare for something that we can't see on our own calendars. It is hard to prepare for something that may happen anytime. May happen before we are done here this evening. May not happen for 1,000 years. But we prepare. And the way we do it, we prepare our hearts, understanding that God has placed faith there so that we can prepare. We prepare with our lives, understanding that in the midst of darkness, we are the ones that can carry the candle and be the light. As the Advent wreath was lit tonight for the first time, more and more of it is going to be lit as we prepare for the return of Christ. May that be what our lives are going to be. As Jesus has prepared for us a time when He's going to call us to His own, and a time when He's going to call everyone to our heavenly home, may our God and Father Himself and our Lord Jesus Christ make you increased and abound in love for one another and for all, so that He may establish your hearts blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all His saints. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds forever through faith in Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's confess our Christian faith through the words of the Apostles' Creed. It's on the screen. Please stand. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Amen. We receive our offerings as we do. We hear the song Emmanuel, also known as Hallowed Manger Ground. You may be seated.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
What hope we hold this starlit night?
What fear we felt in the silent age, 400 years can he be found? But broken by a baby's cry, rejoice in the hallowed manger ground. Exalted now, the King of Kings, thank God for the hallowed manger ground. Emmanuel, Emmanuel, God incarnate, here to dwell.
Friends, we lift up our hearts to the Lord as we bow our heads in prayer. Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. O Lord Jesus Christ, our King of kings and Lord of lords, Son of the living God. We thank you that you have brought us to another holy season of Advent with this message of his coming. We are still living in the day of grace which you prepared when you came into the world to seek and to save those who are lost. We bless your holy name as you now come to us by your holy word and the sacraments. O Lord, come now to your church, the church you have bought with your own blood. Come with your gracious presence, that we may rejoice in you. Come and rule over us, that we may follow and serve you. Come with your love, your humility, your perfect obedience, and let us glory in your lowliness. Come with your forgiveness, that our sins may be blotted out. Come and clothe us with the garments of salvation, covering us with your robe of righteousness. Give us grace to spend the days of our lives here on earth in faith and obedience, in watchfulness and prayer, and always in thanksgiving, looking for the day again of your second coming, when you shall appear again in glory with all your holy angels. In the meantime, dear Lord, bless and be with us during all of the difficult times that God's people face in their lives. We ask a special prayer on behalf of Jackie Christopher, who's going to be hospitalized, on behalf of Betty Holland, who has been hospitalized, on behalf of the Cook family and the struggles that they face, and on behalf of someone in our own life that we lift up now before you in a moment of silence as we list them in the privacy of our own hearts. Bless and be with each and every one of them as your precious children. And now as we gather together, dear Lord, ready to receive your precious body and blood, in your boundless mercy, you sent your servants, including John the Baptizer, to proclaim that in Christ the kingdom of heaven draws near. And with thankful hearts, we pray, come, Lord Jesus. confident that in his holy, precious body and blood, given to us to eat and to drink, we receive the forgiveness of sins, and so proclaim his death until he comes again in glory. Hear us then, as we pray in his name the prayer he taught us to pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The words of our Lord. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper. When he had given thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." As often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
Amen. Amen.
Come, Lord Jesus. O Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, as we prepare for your coming again, you give us your body and blood to eat and to drink. May we now always remember and confess your holy cross and passion, your blessed death, your rest in the tomb, your resurrection from the dead, your ascension into heaven, and your coming for the final judgment. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And also with you.
He is high and exalted and worthy of praise. With our hearts we will love and adore. He is high and exalted and worthy of praise. Holy is the Lord. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord. He is high and exalted and worthy of praise. We will love and adore. He is high and exalted and worthy of praise. Holy is the Lord.
Closing prayers in our service folders on the top of page 6 or up on the screen. Please stand as we pray together. O Lord, we thank you for allowing us to worship you in spirit and in truth. We pray that you would come again soon, that by your kingly majesty we may be protected from our enemies and be joined to your humble and holy reign. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Receive the blessing of the Lord into your hearts and into your homes. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
Amen. Our final song for today will remain standing. Celebrate Jesus.
One, two.
Celebrate, Jesus, celebrate. Celebrate, Jesus, celebrate. Celebrate. Jesus, celebrate. Celebrate, Jesus, celebrate. He is coming, he is coming. the blessed birthday of our Lord. Celebrate, Jesus, celebrate. Celebrate, Jesus, celebrate. Celebrate, Jesus, celebrate. Celebrate, Jesus, celebrate.
You see up on the screen, no Saturday service next week. Join us for the holiday street parade here in Newport Richey. We will see you back in worship maybe as soon as tomorrow if you join us for Hanging of the Greens, and then also for next weekend for that special open house that my wife and I are hosting for worship on Saturday night. We'll see you back here in 2 weeks. May God's blessings be with you. Go in peace and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.